Lord Rees, Martin Rees, the Professor of Astrophysics at Cambridge, talking about the next 50 years. He was the author of Our Final Century. And as I said, we're at the British Association Festival in Liverpool, the Beatles City, the European capital of culture. With me is Roland Jackson. Should I call you Sir Roland?
You can call me what you like.
Sir Roland Jackson is the Chief Executive of the British Association for the Advancement of Science. And your festival here in Liverpool, I'm in the hands-on exhibition centre with a whole lot of young people actually throwing paper planes. Why are they doing that?
Well, they're next to a stand that is being brought here by BAE Systems, who are trying to persuade them, I think, to become the engineers of the future. And clearly this is a way of engaging them.
I remember you once at the BAE had something on the silent aircraft being developed in Cambridge, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Because what we try to do at this event is to present to the public directly and through the media the latest and the most interesting things in science and engineering, to present them, to talk about them, to debate them, and that includes an audience of all ages. So in front of you, you've got, I would guess, looking at them, 13, 14, 15 year olds. But we go here from age 8 up to 80.
Now, what's this about the Beatles and memory with which you launched even before the BA started? What was that about?
Well, that is psychology experiment, piece of research essentially, looking at using the Beatles and their music as a way of finding out more about people's autobiographical memories.
So each song triggers something from when you grew up.
What they're looking at is what types of memory people have of the Beatles and when they first became aware of the Beatles and in what context and how that ties up to emotions and life at the times, and the results of that are being reported later on this week.
That coincides almost exactly with the Large Hadron Collider. Are you slightly resentful that they're pressing the button at the same time as you're having your festival?
Well, actually, that's causing a little bit of a stir in the media here, because our president, Sir David King, is making quite a point in his presidential address that scientists should now, some of whom you see in front of you, should be concentrating more on solving the problems that really matter in the 21st century, the sort of problems that have been, in one sense, caused by our tremendous increase in scientific knowledge and technology over the past century, that we should be concentrating on that rather than the pure research. So he's making the point that, you know, we seem to be able to want to land people on Mars and build this huge machine under Geneva to probe the furthest secrets of the universe, but actually we'd be better off diverting our really best brains onto solving the questions that matter to humanity.
Well, that's very significant, because Sir David King was chief scientist, before that a chemist at Cambridge, and now he's concentrating on these very strong environmental questions, just as you mentioned.
Yes, I mean, obviously he's not saying that we should stop fundamental blue skies research, but I think he's calling for a culture, if you like, to say that all of us should be concentrating on these big issues of climate change, disease, and the rest. And that's where science can make a difference as part of the solution, and that's where we want some of our best brains to concentrate.
Yes, just as Martin Rees was saying just now, treating carbon capture and storage a bit like during the Manhattan Project, or indeed when Florey was working on penicillin to really solve a problem, the matter of international emergency, in 3, 4, 5 years rather than at some time down the line.
Exactly. I mean, you made an interesting point about the World Wide Web and CERN, and people point to the existence of a place like CERN and say, well, this blue skies research led to this spin-off of the invention of the World Wide Web. Isn't that fantastic? I guess his point is that that invention was the invention of a brain, the brain of Tim Berners-Lee, and it did happen to take place at CERN, but if he'd happened to be working on solar energy generation at the time, he might well have had the same idea. So you can't simply say that great breakthroughs might come out of fundamental research. Let's particularly concentrate on applying that research to areas that we know matter to humanity now.
Okay, well, I'll let you get on with your executive duties. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Well, that was Sir Roland Jackson, who is the Chief Executive of the British Association for the Advancement of Science, based in London, and he's running this show.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.